first, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name is Jason. I am someone who went to BYU-Idaho. I guess it's been about 7 years now or so since I graduated, but I am working as a web analyst right now. So I'm down in Utah, but my background before kind of settling down into a career, I was a professional musician and was in the first band on the internet to get 1 million downloads.
I actually didn't know that. I knew that you were in a band, but I didn't know it was the first one to get 1 million downloads. That's really cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I caught the whole marketing bug, and I saw just how powerful the internet was for music and for marketing, and then I decided it's something I wanted to learn and maybe make a career out of. So I didn't want to do music full-time just because my experience with it was hard to kind of keep myself grounded and have a family, and it was just so hectic. So I decided to kind of pivot a little bit and go into analytics and marketing and kind of leverage what I've learned from all the band stuff, but apply it for other people and other businesses.
So before you switched over to the marketing and analytics, what kind of made you want to do music?
So I've always loved music. I, ever since I was a kid, played the piano and then picked up the guitar. And then from there, you know, learned some woodwind instruments in school and did the band and did choir. So I've always loved it. And then I started listening to music and I thought that I just really would love to be in a successful band. So that was right around 6th or 7th grade, and found some friends with similar interests. And we formed a band in junior high, and we always just loved it. We did it because we loved it, and we practiced a lot, rehearsed a lot, and recorded ourselves so that we could really hone our craft, hear what we sound like from kind of the third person. And then we also were able to sell the recordings to friends and then kind of invest that all back into being better, getting better gear, you know, recording, paying someone to produce music. And so we all just kind of learned through a lot of hard work and trial and error.
And so that band was Daphne Loves Derby, correct?
Yep, Daphne Loves Derby.
So tell me a little bit about the experience that you had being in that band with your friends.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and it's nice to have these conversations because it does feel like a different life, and it's nice to reflect and remember. But we were a high school band. We actually had a different name that was even more ridiculous, and we ended up getting into a local radio station's festival, and they got us all squared away. But then the only problem was one of the bands that was playing was a more established band that had our name. So we had to come up with a name on the spot. So that's kind of how we got the weird Daphne Loves Derby name. But there was a lot of advertising for that show, and a lot of kids came. So we ended up keeping that name with the intention of changing it later. But it kind of stuck, and our success was, it just hit really quickly, so we just went with it. So we put our music up on the internet, and this is right when streaming music was new. There was only a few sites doing it at the time. Purevolume.com was one, and MySpace.com. And out of nowhere, we kind of witnessed the going viral. We don't really know what caused it, but one day we're really excited to get 100 downloads, and then all of a sudden it was 10,000, and, you know, our name was so strange. I think people clicked, and it really just took off from there. So we were beating bands that were, you know, just starting out but are huge now, like Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco or Paramore. Those were bands that we were actually getting more downloads from. So from there, we were approached by every major label, and, you know, we're still in high school. And we ended up signing a record deal when we were, you know, 17, 18 years old. So I personally had to have my parents co-sign the record deal because I wasn't quite old enough to do it myself. I wasn't 18 years old.
So looking back, do you wish that you would have continued with Daphne Loves Derby? Or do you kind of say, oh, well, it's just in the past and now you're focused on new things?
That's a great question. I definitely miss it. I miss a lot of it. There's certain big things though that I just didn't want to commit to, and that I just knew that I was supposed to have a family, and that kind of lifestyle is just hard on your soul to to be in a dark, dirty rock club every night. Nothing against that, but when you do it every day for years, it's hard. So I'm glad that I left when I did, so I was able to serve a mission, and I was actually able to play a lot of music on my mission and develop my talents further. And then, you know, now it's worked out great to where I can do music. I haven't really lost anything, any of my talent, but now I have a steady job and I can kind of do music on the side as fun. What I do regret is that all the other guys are kind of busy doing their own thing in life. So all that hype that we had being, you know, the first band to get 1 million downloads and having music on movies and in TV shows, it's all kind of gone, and it's all just like I said, a different life. So I would love to resurrect that if ever the opportunity arises and do a tour on the weekend, or, you know, bring the families. We're all kind of older now. We have kids and jobs, and but to answer your question, I am glad it worked out the way it did.
So luckily for you now, you still, like you said, you have a chance to, on the side, do some little projects and continue to do music. I noticed that you do have a new album that just came out. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's not quite out, but I did release the pre-order. I put out an album about 2 years ago called Mariner, and this one's called Marathon. It keeps to a similar theme, but it's just a lot of the songs I've written over the last several years, and it's coming along really nice. I'm really excited to get it out there. But a lot of these songs, I am working with a licensing company to get them in commercials and, you know, TV shows and movies. And it's been a lot of fun for me to get music out there just in a different way. So I would encourage anyone who likes some of the bands, you know, your Owl City, I get compared to a lot, or Daphne Loves Derby, of course, or Jimmy Eat World, anything like that, definitely check out my stuff. I think you'd like it, and I'd definitely appreciate getting to know you and sharing my music with other people.
And I was going to ask, how would you kind of describe your music? You said some of those, you know, Owl City and Jimmy Eat World, things like that. How would you describe your music?
Yeah, so since it's just me, I have to get creative. I play several instruments, and then a lot of the other instruments you can emulate with computer software with sampling. So I have anywhere from acoustic music to we did like a dubstep kind of theme song on the last album. And here it's just kind of upbeat, a little bit rocking, nothing too crazy, but pretty melodic and easy to listen to.
So who's been your biggest inspiration when you're writing music?
That's a great question. So I really love the band Third Eye Blind. I love anyone who can take you somewhere that you don't normally get to go from an emotional standpoint. And that's something I try to do more on this album. Is my last album is very positive, very straightforward, more from my perspective. And this one, I try to get outside of myself a little bit more and write, you know, about things that I necessarily haven't experienced, but that's some of my favorite music and most inspirational music is music that puts you in a situation or lets you experience something that you wouldn't normally experience. I think that's really important to empathize with other people and be open and understanding of, you know, all different types of people. So a band like Third Eye Blind does that really well. There's a band Copeland. It's just very, very pretty, beautiful music that I've kind of gravitated towards, but anything that does that is definitely an influence.
So you're down in Provo these days. Are you doing any shows or planning on any tours?
Yeah. So once I finish this record, it's being mixed now. It should come out in the summer, which is sure feels like the summer today. I'll be playing around here in Provo, and then I'll probably come up and do some shows in the Idaho area and play all the little Rexburg venues. Love to do something on campus if possible, but no tours, just doing kind of the one-off shows for now.
And where can people find out more about your music and maybe purchase it or download it?
Yeah, so all the music currently is on Jason Call, so my name, JasonCall.bandcamp.com. BANDCAMP. And it's also up on Spotify or Apple Music or on YouTube. So just search my name and it will pop up. But the best way for now is that Bandcamp site, because it's all up for sale there and you can preview it and stream it.
All right. Well, that's everything that I had. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your music or anything?
No, it's just great to catch up.
Well, thanks again, and enjoy what you're doing.
Okay, appreciate it. You take care.